driving up to the fox's house. Bunch of horses looking at me, standing in a really muddy, wet pasture.
Richard Fox's yard is flooded, but he puts on his leather hat and raincoat, and we trudge out to his back field to see the place where he and his wife hope to build a house to retire in someday. A bunch of sopping wet cows look at us, vaguely curious.
The house actually sits right here on this knoll, and then the garage sits right here.
I'm looking at your view, and I'm picturing a really awesome front porch.
Uh-huh.
I'm picturing you as an old guy.
Yeah, I'm kind of an old guy already.
Richard Fox isn't getting any younger, and his retirement house isn't any closer to being built. Skagit County won't issue him a building permit because the state says no more residential wells can be dug in the Skagit watershed, so the Foxes are suing the county. Water law is super complicated, but in a nutshell, Washington State created a rule in 2001 that basically said fish have a right to water, just like farms, businesses, towns, and individual property owners, like the Foxes. So since 2001, when the rule went into effect, any new requests to suck water out of the Skagit Valley get trumped by the fish, because there has to be enough water in the river for salmon to spawn. The Foxes aren't alone. The 2001 rule has invalidated the water rights of more than 475 other landowners in the Skagit River Valley. That's decreased some property values up to 80%. You might say the Foxes are at the center of the fight between development interests and salmon interests. The Swinomish and other tribes have been fighting on behalf of the salmon. The tribe is intervening in the Fox case to prevent the county from giving any more water to developers. Larry Wasserman is the environmental policy director for the Swinomish. He says enough is enough.
At what point, if we say, well, just these 400 or 500 landowners, and what happens to the next landowner that comes along and makes the same argument? And the next one after that, and the next one after that. The issue is we have an inadequate amount of water right now.
The state Supreme Court has previously sided with the Swinomish in support of the 2001 rule. That's the one that's keeping the Foxes from getting a building permit. So those are the two sides of the fight, property rights groups and fish advocates. The State Department of Ecology is stuck in the middle. It's come under attack from both sides, either for not doing enough to protect fish or not doing enough to stand up for people who want water. John Rose is a hydrogeologist with the Department of Ecology.
We do not want to be in this situation. There is not a single person in ecology who's involved in this who wants to be in this situation.
Well, I mean, we're all in situations in our lives that we don't want to be in.
True.
This is your job.
This is my job. That's right. And I went into it with both eyes open. but this is why we want to find a solution. We want to break this almost continuous cycle of lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, because it doesn't help anybody.
Ecology is trying to find ways to offset more water withdrawals in the Skagit, like putting in rainwater collection systems on new homes, or maybe trucking in water. It's also considering asking hydropower operators to release more water from above the Skagit dams during the dry parts of the year. That's when river levels dip below safe flows for spawning salmon. Property rights advocates argue that those measures cost landowners money and won't make a difference for fish. They're petitioning the state to get rid of the fish rule and free up more water for landowners, like Richard Fox.
The water's public water. It's not the tribe's water. It's the state of Washington's water. And I'm part of the public. So where do we fit? And nobody wants to answer that question. You have to answer that for everybody.
For now, the Fox's case is ground zero for water issues in the state. If the court sides with the Foxes and lets them build their home and have access to water, that could pave the way for other landowners. The Swinomish tribe and the State Department of Ecology have indicated that they will appeal if the Foxes win, and the water war will continue. I'm Ashley Ahern in the Skagit Valley.